Royal Valley Locker Room Chat continues here tonight. We're joined now by the boys basketball coach, Chris Brown. Always appreciate the time. It's brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, since we last spoke in week one, you guys have played three games, and let's start with the game last Thursday at Nemaha Central, and that was right after you guys opened the season with a big win against Council Grove. Nemaha getting that win, 56-44. Let's start there. Going back to Thursday, what'd you take away from that one?
Well, we didn't get off the bus, unfortunately, you know, and it wasn't really supposed to be that way. You know, they're the ones that had had two practices before the game and coming off such, you know, an emotional high of their football season. So, I was hoping we could get off to a quick start and then assumed they would settle in. It was the total opposite. So, you know, we lose that game by 12, but we're down 20-4 at the end of the first quarter. So, the next three quarters, you know, ultra competitive and very productive for us. But you just can't get off to that kind of start, you know, against a really good team. And unfortunately for us, the difference was at the free throw line. You know, both teams shot a lot of free throws. We made 4 out of our 18, which is about as bad as it can get, and they made 16 out of their 19. So huge credit to them, you know, especially, coming off of, you know, very minimal practices, just showed their incredible mental toughness, which is why, you know, they are so successful at everything they do.
Yeah, no doubt. And you mentioned mental toughness. I feel like your team showed that. The very next night, you had to go to Jackson Heights, so the second in a back-to-back, and you guys go on the road, beat Jackson Heights 54-40. So again, in that aspect, good turnaround after the tough loss and start to Nemaha. You guys put it together, get that second win against Jackson Heights. What'd you like there?
Yeah, we faced some adversity and we responded well. That's what I love. So the Jackson Heights game was kind of the opposite. We got off to the big start. You know, we get up 19-8 in the first quarter, then win by 14, you know, so from that first quarter on, it was kind of like game on, but they cut into it in the second quarter and they got it actually to 4 at one point in the second quarter. And I thought our guys did a great job of responding early in the third quarter to extend the lead back up to double digits, and then we're able to keep it there for the remainder of the game. But absolutely a huge win. You know, that's a good team with just some really good athletes and guys who know how to win in all sports as well. So I'm very happy that we were able to get the job done on the back-to-back. That was what I love to see. We had 4 guys in double-digit scoring. You know, that's when we're at our best, when we have a depth of scoring. And that's what we threw at Jackson Heights. 4 guys between 11 and 13 points. That makes us tough when we can do that.
Yeah, balance is key, and it's certainly going to mean, you know, a lot more wins when you can get 4 guys in double figures for sure. And then finally, Coach, Tuesday night at Morehill Mounts Academy, defending Northeast Kansas League champions. You know, Ravens get the win there, 62-51, puts you at 2-2. But Tuesday night, what do you take away from that game at Morehill?
Man, we struggled. We did. Early on, we were scoring and playing well offensively, but couldn't get a stop, and we're letting them hang around. And then, you know, about halfway through the second quarter, they took the lead, and once they took it, they handled it. You know, they never gave it back. So, once again, though, to kind of like reiterate some of the things we've talked about, we didn't play well at all, but my goodness, we never quit. We never gave up. We were down 18 in the fourth, but lose by 12. And this was not, you know, a game where either team was subbing, you know, the bench in, or, you know, it was just the guys playing, and our guys came in and continued playing hard and brought lots of energy, and just, you know, didn't have enough time to make it a legitimate comeback. But certainly, you know, down 18 on the road late on a Tuesday night, any of these coaches listening who's ever played at Morehill, you know, they're late nights, right? And so we get them on a Tuesday night and just didn't give up, you know, didn't quit. So I love seeing that, but we've got to be better. We got to protect the ball better. I don't have our stats back yet, but I'm anticipating a very high turnover number, and you can't do that, especially against a good team, and especially against a team that can get out and transition like those guys. They can run and finish at the rim, and they were certainly having a good time at our expense last night.
Finally, Coach, Friday night right here on KNZA, you guys are going to Valley Falls. Now, this Dragons team, they very good last year. They lost some good pieces. Their top two this season, you know, Carney and Cervantes, probably one of the best 1-2 combos in that league. I think they're trying to find some other spots and some younger players, you know, outside of those two to kind of fill in some roles from that senior class. But they went to state last year. They picked up their first one of the year on Tuesday night against Oskaloosa after playing a couple of tight games with Jeff West and Troy, you know, in the last few days or so. But a Valley Falls team, again, very talented, good history over the last few years, and a tough test coming your way on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Valley Falls, you know, really over the last decade plus, there's a couple consistencies, and it's they always play hard, and they always get a lot out of their dudes offensively, and that's Coach Gatzmeier. You know, he does that. Certainly expecting them to play very hard, and certainly expecting them to have some unique challenges for us to guard because they are always so creative and so good offensively. And Cervantes definitely, you know, in the gym type of range. So, have to always have a hand up, but then he can beat you off the bounce too. So we need a better defensive effort than we've given so far this year, to give ourselves that chance. And certainly going to challenge the guys in practice the next couple of days. But, you know, they didn't lose very many games last year, and one of them was a tight one to us. So certainly know that, that we are circled on their schedule and wouldn't expect anything else, and know that they're going to be ready and they're going to bring full max effort, and we got to match it. We got to have 2 great days of practice to prepare ourselves, because, like I said, we were not prepared Tuesday against Mar Hill. So we need to flip that and you know, give ourselves a chance to have a chance and go there to Valley and expect an exciting, fun game. Sounds like you're going to be there calling it, so hopefully
yes,
we can give you a show. I know they will, right? I know they will. I know they're going to play hard, and I know they're going to play well, and I hope our guys do too, because I think it's a group that, if both teams are going to play pretty fast and are going to push the ball, if we're both executing, it will be a fun game to watch. And you know, I love coaching in those games. I love coaching in those games that are exciting, and you know, no lead is safe because the other team can rattle off 10 points in a heartbeat. So looking forward to it, and certainly hoping it's an exciting game for you to call and everybody to watch.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun on Friday night. Always a fun gym as well. Valley Falls, it's a little bit different kind of feel in that gym, but nonetheless, should be a lot of fun. We'll have it on Friday night right here on KNCA when Valley Falls are going to host Royal Valley, so excited for it. But again, Chris Brown joining us, Royal Valley boys coach. We always appreciate the few minutes. One, we'll see you Friday. Two, we'll talk to you next week one more time before the break.
All right, can't wait.